The title of this course is Basic Introduction to the Teen Challenge Ministry. In 2009, this course was taught in English by David Batty of Global Teen Challenge and translated into Chinese. A note sheet for this course is available in Chinese at the website www.iteenchallenge.org. Go to the staff training section, then select Track T5, the Teen Challenge Program. Then select Topic T510, Residential Programs. Then select Course T510.01, Basic Introduction to the Teen Challenge Ministry. Select the Chinese Language tab, and you will then see the materials you can download for this course.
这门课程叫做青年挑战事工基础知识介绍。这门课原本是英文课程，并在2009年由来自全球青年挑战机构的 David Batty 讲授。后来，这门课被翻译成了中文。您可以登录 www.iteenchallenge.org 找到这门课程的中文介绍。在上述网址，点击 Staff Training 培训事工项目栏，选择 T5 号链接 The Teen Challenge Program 青年挑战项目，然后选择 T510 Residential Programs 寄宿项目，再选择课程 T510.01 Basic Introduction to Teen Challenge Ministry青年挑战事工基础知识介绍，最后选择中文语言栏，您就可以浏览并下载这门课程的中文相关资料。
Okay, the title of this first session is Basic Introduction to Teen Challenge Ministry. Let's get the PowerPoint.
本课的题目是青年挑战事工基础知识介绍。
I'd like to beginwith a brief discussion of the history of Teen Challenge.
我想给大家简单的介绍一下青年挑战施工的历史。
Teen Challenge started in 1958 in New York City.
青年挑战于1958年在纽约成立。
And in that year, this is a picture of David Wilkerson.
这是 David Wilkerson, 他的照片。
And he had come to New York City to share Jesus Christ with 7 teenagers who were on trial for murder.
他来到纽约是与七个少年犯分享耶稣基督，传讲耶稣基督。
And when he attempted to talk with the judge during the trial, he ended up getting thrown out of court.
当他试图与法官法庭上与法官讲话的时候，他被扔出了法庭。
And step over this way a little closer. Then when he was thrown out of court, the newspaper people were there, and this is the picture that they took of him in that trial.
当他被驱逐出法庭以后，那些报社的记者都在场。
And so the next morning, the papers in New York City had this picture.
所以第二天早晨，那些报社记者就照到了他这张举着圣经的照片。
It was talking about this minister who was thrown out of court.
报纸上都在谈论有一个牧师被驱逐出法庭。
And so David Wilkerson went back home very discouraged, very embarrassed.
所以大卫他在回家以后感觉到非常的沮丧，非常的失望。
And feeling that he had failed at what God had asked him to do.
感觉他没有完成神让他做的事情。
But God kept placing a burden on his heart to go back to New York City.
但神仍然在他心中给他一个这样的负担，要回到纽约去。
And so over the next few months, he began to share Jesus with gang members in New York City.
所以在接下来的几个月内，他在纽约与青少帮、恶少帮的成员一直分享、传讲耶稣基督。
And one of those who was first saved, this is a picture of Nicky Cruz.
这个人恶少帮的成员叫 Nicky Cruz.
And this other young man here, his name is Israel.
他叫 Israel, 以色列。
They were two gang members who were saved.
他们是恶少帮的两个成员被得救了。
As you can see in this picture, they are, he is exchanging his gang bat for a Bible.
在照片中我们可以看到大卫正在用他的圣经唤起那两个恶少帮的成员的那个棒子。
In the following months, Nicky Cruz went on to Bible school.
在接下来的几个月 ，Nicky Cruz 去了一所圣经学院。
And several years later, he graduated and then came back to work with David Wilkerson in New York City.
几个月后，几年之后，他毕业之后又回到纽约 ，Nicky Cruz 与大卫一起事工。
And then several years later, he went into ministry on his own as an evangelist.
几年之后，他自己单独出去传做传福音的工作。
And he has continued until today to preach.
直到今日 ，Nicky Cruz 他一直做传福音的工作。
And he is only one of literally thousands who have come to Jesus.
他只是几千中认识来悔改归向耶稣基督的其中一位。
Whose lives have been turned around.
他的生命被得到了彻底的改变。
Now, Teen Challenge started working with gang members.
青年挑战起初与恶少帮的成员一起工作。
But within just a matter of a few months, it became clear that there was a great need as well among those who were drug addicts.
仅仅几个月之后，这个意向就显得很明显，有好些吸毒者需要与青年挑战一起工作。
And over the next few years, that became the focus of the ministry.
经过了几年之后。与侍奉吸毒者也成了青年挑战的主要施工对象。
And there was the building that was purchased to be a center for the Teen Challenge Ministry.
这幅图片是将被买来做青年挑战一个中心的一个建筑。
And then a few years later, they purchased a farm out in the country.
几年之后，他们又在郊区的农场里又买。郊区里买了一片农场
and started keeping the students there for about 1 year long.
把学员聚集在农场上有一年之久
And that is where the Teen Challenge program, as we now know it today, was first established.
那个也就是我们现今所知道的青年挑战施工模式的最初的雏形
The book, The Cross and the Switchblade, was written, which tells how Teen Challenge was started.
这本书叫《十字架与弹簧刀》，讲述了青年挑战是如何开始的。
And it also became a movie, and the ministry spread across the USA, and other centers were started around the world.
后来这本书也被拍成电影，并且这个事工也扩展到欧洲，从美国扩展到欧洲。
And in 1969, This is Howard Fultz. He was a missionary who went to Europe to help start Teen Challenge.
刚才图片中这个这位先生，他是在1969年去欧洲传道人的工作开始了，在欧洲开始了青年挑战。
And it spread across many of the countries in Europe.
同时也富集了欧洲其他一些国家，许多国家的地区。
And today there's over 1,000 Teen Challenge ministries in over 80 countries around the world.
现在在全球80多个国家有超过1000多个青年挑战中心。
And so there has been a tremendous spread of this ministry.
所以这项事工它的扩展很庞大，是范围也很广泛。
But there is no way that we are even close.To meeting the need.
但是需求特别大，我们所做的工作还远远不能满足现今的需求。
The United Nations estimates that there's over 200 million drug users worldwide.
联合国预计估，评测在全球范围内大约超过有2亿多的吸毒者。
But that does not include those who are addicted to alcohol.
还不包括酗酒的人。
And those numbers are probably very, very low estimates.
但那些数目也是肯定是最低的估计的数目。
There could easily be a half a billion to more than a billion people worldwide who are caught up in some kind of addiction.
可以在全世界范围内有超过1亿多更多的人都是吸毒者。
And so there is a great need today for Teen Challenge Ministry around the world.
所以在全世界范围内青年挑战施工的需求还很大。
And so my question to you is, what is God's desire for your nation, your state, your city, your region?
所以我的问题就是，神对你的国家、你的省份、你的城市，他们的愿，神的愿望是什么呢？
Because what has happened in the past is past.
过去的事情已经过去了。
What does God want to do today?
神今天想要大家做的事情。
And that's why I'm here.
这也是我今天来这里的原因。
Because I want to explore with you the possibilities of what God can do in your country.
因为我想把大家神在大放在大家里的潜力挖掘出来，神想要对我们的国家所要做的事情挖掘出来。
And what is God's plan for you personally?
并且神对你个人的计划是怎么样的呢？
Because God may call some of you to go to another country.
也许神会呼召你去其他的国家服事。
That's what's happened in the past with others.
这也是其他许多人经历的事情。
And I think one thing that's very important to understand is that Teen Challenge was not created by men.
有一件事情非常重要需要大家明白的是，青年挑战不是由人创造的。
It's a ministry that God raised up.
是神兴起的一项事工。
And God is looking for men and women today.
神在今天也寻找他的仆人和使女。
That he can use to reach out to those whose lives are trapped in addiction.
他能够大大的使用去伸出援助之手向那些陷在吸毒陷阱里的人。
Now, I'd like for us to go to the next slide.And notice the importance of the Holy Spirit to help us in this work.
我们需要注意请圣灵来帮助我们做工的重要性。
As I just said, this ministry is not based on the wisdom of man.
就像刚才我说的，这项事工不是靠人的智慧成立的。
As it says in Psalm 127 verse 1,
就像如诗篇127篇第一节所说，
Unless the Lord builds the house,Its builders labored in vain.
如果不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就徒然劳苦。
If we try to build Teen Challenge just in our own wisdom,
如果我们仅仅依靠自己的智慧建立青年挑战施工，
we're not going to be very successful.
我们不可能会成功。
But if we are allowing God to direct our steps,
但是如果我们让神来指引我们的道路，
only God knows.
只有神知道。
And I think that if we could go back in time 50 years,
如果我们时光倒回50年之前，
David Wilkerson had no idea what God had in store.
当时大卫他没有，根本就不可能想到神的想法是什么样子的。
Now some of you may be alive 50 years from now.
也许你们当中有些人还可以再活50年。
And perhaps you will be able to say the same thing.
到时候你也许会说同样的话。
In 2009, we had no idea what God was going to do in the next 50 years in China.
在2009年，我们当时根本就不知道神在未来的50年会在中国做什么样的事情。
I do know this.
但是我确实知道。
God loved the drug addicts in China more than any of us do.
神爱中国的吸毒者比我们更爱他们。
And God wants to set them free.
神想释放他们得自由。
He wants to completely change their lives.
神想完全地改变他们的生命。
He wants to put new hope within.
神想把新的希望放到他们里面。
And He wants them to be able to live a life of freedom.
他们想，神想让他们过一个自由的生活。
Next slide. The heart of Teen Challenge is...Evangelism and discipleship.
青年挑战的核心是福音传道和门徒训练。
Now, when David Wilkerson first started this ministry, all he was doing was evangelism.
当大卫最初开始这项事工的时候，他所有做的就是福音传道。
And many of these drug addicts came to Christ, received Christ into their lives, prayed.
好多吸毒者当时都接受了主耶稣，与大卫一起祷告。
But two or three weeks later, they were back on the streets shooting up drugs again.
但是两三周以后，他们又回到街上，又开始吸食毒品。
And they said, "Why are you using drugs again?"
他就问，你们为什么又开始吸毒呢？
And they said, "Well, we don't know how to live for Jesus."
他们回答说，哎呀，我们也不知道如何为耶稣而活呀。
Now, when David Wilkerson went to New York City, his idea was that he would lead them to Jesus.
当大卫最初到纽约的时候，他的想法是，他要把那些人领向基督。
And then he would bring this new Christian to a pastor of a church.
他们，然后他要把这些新的基督徒带到当地的教会交给牧师。
And say, "May I introduce this new Christian?"
比如说，我能把这个新的基督徒介绍给你吗？
Please take care of him.
请照顾他。
God bless you.
神祝福你。
I'll see you in heaven.
我在天堂与你相见。
And Dave Wilkerson thought that his work would be done.
大卫想，我的工作就是这些。
But it wasn't that simple.
但是事情不那样简单。
And those who were coming from a background of drug addiction,
那些有吸毒背景的人，
they needed to do more than just say a prayer to receive Christ.
他们所要做的不仅仅是要祷告。
They needed someone to come alongside them and show them how to live for Jesus.
他们需要有人来到他们身边，一步步的帮助他们如何为耶稣而活。
Now, I'd like to use an airplane to illustrate this next point.
我想用一架飞机来做比喻，来解释刚才我们所说的事情。
Which wing is more important on an airplane, the right wing or the left wing?
像飞机的两个翼，机翼一样，哪一个机翼更重要呢？是左边的机翼还是右边的机翼呢？
I don't know about you. I want both working.
我不知道大家想法如何，但是我是想这两个机翼都是很好的。
And if teen challenge is going to be successful today,
如果青年挑战今天想取得成功的话，
we need both evangelism and discipleship.
我们需要既需要福音传道，同时也需要门徒训练。
Let me use another illustration.
再做一个比喻。
It's quite easy for a baby to be conceived.
怀孕一个孩子很容易。
And 9 months later, this baby is born.
九个月之后，孩子出生了。
But then somebody has to raise that child.
但是这个孩子需要人来抚养。
Until it is mature and able to live on its own.
直到这个孩子长大成人，能够独立生活。
And the same challenge faces us in teen challenge.
同样的挑战也面对我们青年挑战的施工。
It's fairly easy to get somebody to say a prayer, "Jesus, I need your help."
带领一个人做祷告，向耶稣祷告说，耶稣，我需要你的帮助，这个事情很简单。
But it's a much longer process to raise them up where they can be a mature Christian.
但是把他们训练成，培养成一个成熟的基督徒，是一个长期的过程。
Now, teen challenge is more than drug recovery.
青年挑战不仅仅是戒毒。
Let me put it this way very frankly, very bluntly.
很坦白地说。
You can go to hell drug free.
你可以是一个不吸毒的人，但是你可以最终结局是在地狱里边。
If all we do is get somebody off drugs,
如果我们所做的一切仅仅是让某人戒毒的话，
so that they are a little bit healthier as they head to hell,
但是使他们的身体比以前更健康，但他们的结局如果是在地狱里面的话，
We haven't really done that much for them.
我们对他所做的事情根本就没有什么。
But we want to see these young men and women be more than drug free.
我们要对这些青年男女所做的不仅仅是让他们戒毒。
We want to see their lives transformed.
我们想看到他们的生命得到改变。
And that begins with allowing Jesus Christ to change the inside.
而这个改变是由邀请耶稣基督到自己的生命，请耶稣来做工开始的。
But it's more than drugs.
但是不仅仅是关于毒品戒毒。
In fact, we'll talk later on about the Bible classes that we teach.
一会儿我们还会谈到我们所教授的圣经的课程。
The classes aren't about drugs.
课程不是关于戒毒的。
The classes are about learning how to live this life that Jesus wants us to live.
课程是关于我们如何活我们的生命，就像主耶稣要求的那样。
My passion is life transformation.
我的心愿就是生命得到改变。
Not just getting people off drugs.
不仅仅是让人戒毒。
That's too small a goal for you to have.
让人仅仅戒毒，这个目标对你们来说太小了。
Just to get them off drugs.
仅仅戒毒太小了。
God has more for them.
神对他们有更多的期望。
And you want them to get all that God has for them.
我们想让他们得到神对他们应许的一切。
All right, very quickly, let's look at what Teen Challenge Ministry looks like today.
我们概览一下现今的青年挑战施工，它的模式是什么样子的。
And I want to break this up into two major categories.
分成两大类。
The non-residential ministry, and then we'll look second at the residential ministry.
一大类是非寄宿式青年挑战施工，还有一类是寄宿式青年挑战施工。
The first point I'd like to mention is the importance of street contact with drug addicts.
第一点我想要强调的是在街头巷尾与吸毒者接触的重要性。
We need to go where the drug addicts are.
我们需要去那些吸毒者聚集的地方。
Not just wait for them to come to us.
我们不仅仅是在家里等，等他们来找我们。
And I don't know in your particular community where the drug addicts are.
我不知道在你们的社会中那些吸毒者会聚集在什么样的地方。
Now in many countries around the world, one strategy that has worked is to open a coffee house.
在全球许多其他地方的施工有一项技巧是可以行得通的，就是开一家咖啡馆。
And then the workers go out on the streets to where the drug addicts are and they invite them to come to the coffee house.
然后我们同工去街头巷尾，去那些吸毒者聚集的地方，然后把他们邀请到我们的咖啡屋里面。
And there they share with them coffee, tea, whatever.
在咖啡屋里面给他们，与他们一起喝咖啡，一起花时间在一起。
And then they engage them in conversation.
然后他们进行谈话。
And share with them what Jesus Christ can do in their life.
告诉他们耶稣基督已经为他们做了什么。
This coffee house is not a place to make money.
这个咖啡屋目的不是为了赚钱。
It's a setting in which to reach out to people.
是一个设施使我们能够出去接触这些吸毒者。
Now, coffee houses do not work in every country.
咖啡屋不是在每个文化里面都能够行得通。
We need to have some strategy by which we're connecting with them in their neighborhoods where the drug addicts are.
但是我们需要有一项计划，使我们能够与这些街头巷尾的吸毒者，使他们联与他们联系起来。
Now, many teen challenge ministries have also started what they call living free support groups.
好多青年挑战施工也有这些一个小组叫自由生活支持小组。
And this is a group that might meet once a week.
这个小组也许一周聚一次会。
Where there might be up to 12 people in this group.
一个小组内有12名成员。
And they would work through some lessons.
他们一起学习一些课程。
There would be somebody who would be leading this support group.
有人来带领这个小组学习。
And this will become an opportunity to teach them some very basic principles about how God can change their life.
这也是一个机会使我们能够教导他们神对他们的生命计划如何。
And in another workshop, you can get more detailed training on how the living free groups work.
在另外一个幻灯片中我们会看到自由小组、自由生活支持小组是如何运行。
These have been very successful in many different countries as a ministry tool.
这两个施工的工具在其他好多地方都行得通。
Not just for the person who has the addiction problem.
不仅仅是对那些有吸毒问题的人适用。
But also for family members.
同样对他家人也适用。
And many times, while their loved one is in the teen challenge program.
好多的时候是如果他们所爱的人在青年挑战的项目里的时候，
the family members are attending one of these living free groups.
他们的家人会参加这样一个自由生活小组。
You can also use these living free groups right in the Teen Challenge program.
平时同并且你可以在这在青年挑战中同时开设这个自由生活支持小组。
It's a very flexible ministry with many different ways that it can be used.
所以它这个适用方法很灵活，可以以不同的方式来适用。
And then in some countries they have set up a day program for drug addicts.
在某些国家为吸毒者也设计了一个白天的项目。
They show up in the morning.
他们上午聚集。
And they have classes for them, counseling.
有课程，有咨询辅导。
Chapel service.
有敬拜。
Other activities.
还有其他的活动。
And then at the end of the day, they go back home.
在一天结束的时候，他们回到家里。
And maybe their home is on the street somewhere.
如果他们，也许他们家就是在街道街头巷尾。
And you might say, well, why would somebody have a day program when they don't?Have a residential program.
也许会问，为什么他们做这样的白天的项目，而不做一个寄宿式的项目呢？
Well, in some countries, they don't have the money or the staff for a residential program.
有些国家他们有足够的资金和童工来做一个寄宿式的项目。
But they have a passion to see Jesus reach drug addicts today.
但是他们有这样的负担，想要耶稣基督来帮助那些吸毒者。
And so instead of waiting until they have everything perfect before they start,
所以他们就不会等待所有的金钱或员工都在一起，一切事情都完美的时候。
They say, "Let's start with what we can do right now."
他们说，咱们现在就开始吧，用我们所有的力量和金钱。
And there's much more of training that can be given on running the day program.
关于白天项目，带领白天项目也有一个特殊的培训。
I'd like now to talk about the residential teen challenge ministry.
第二类就是寄宿式青年挑战。
And many people, when they think of teen challenge, this is what they're talking about.
好多人当他们提到青年挑战的时候，他们就指的是这种寄宿式青年挑战。
Now there's more than one kind of residential program.
寄宿式青年挑战不仅仅是一种。
So what I'd like to do is to share with you, first of all, the traditional teen challenge approach.
第一点，我想与大家介绍的是传统的寄宿式项目。
When teen challenge first started, there was no master plan of how we're going to do it.
当青年挑战最初开始的时候，我们根本就没有计划来怎样做这项事工。
They simply took these.New students into the program.
他们就是把这些新的学员带到项目来。
And by trial and error, they just figured out how to make it work.
经过种种的试验和也有错误，他们逐渐的找到一种可行的方法。
But within just a matter of very few years, a working plan became very clear.
几年之后，一个可行的一项计划。就出炉了。
And it's now made up of three parts.
由三部分组成。
The first part is the induction phase.
第一阶段就是入门阶段。
And this is months 1 through 4.
是第一到四个月的时期。
And at this time, our goal is to really try to get them established in their relationship with Jesus Christ.
在这期间，我们的主要目标是使他们与耶稣基督建立关系。
And then they would go into the second part of the program, which is the training part.
然后进入到第二阶段，就是培训阶段。
And there is a cycle here that should be months 5 through 12.
是由5到12个月。
And so it's about a 12-month residential program.
是一个。为期十二个月的寄宿式项目。
And then the third part of the program is called re-entry into society.
此项目的第三阶段就是重返社会。
And this is the stage when they are getting a job and getting ready to move back into society.
在此期间，他们就是寻找工作，适应的来重新回到社会中。
And this re-entry period is typically about 6 months long.
重返社会阶段大概6个月。
Sometimes it's shorter, sometimes it's longer.
有时候会短一些，有时候会比六个月长一些。
Now later this week, we're going to spend much more time and we'll take a whole workshop to look at each one of these separately.
我们在以后的学习中还会逐步的学习这三个阶段。
So right now I just want to give you that very quick snapshot view.
现在就是给大家一个概览，知道有这三个阶段。
Now, these programs typically work with those who are 18 years old and older.
这项第三个阶段这个项目适应18岁以上的所有的人。
And most teen challenge centers do not have an upper age limit.
好多青年挑战中心没有年龄的上限。
So you'll have men or women in the program who are 20, 30, 40, 50 or years old or even older.
所以来到项目中的人也许是20多岁、30多岁、40、50或者是年纪更长。
We've had men come in that were 64 years old.
我们有来到中心的人有46岁的一个46岁人。
And you might say, well, why do you call it teen challenge?
学习里会问为什么叫青年挑战中心。
Well, that was the name started with.
这个名字就是我们最初开始时候这样设立的。
And even in these programs, we do work with teenagers.
并且在这个项目之中我们也确实与青年人。
But we also work with adults.
我们也服侍那些成人。
Now, there's another group of programs.
还有一个团队。
All right, adolescent programs work with young teenagers, say 12, 13 years old up to 17 years of age.
有一项项目是针对12到17岁的青少年的施工。
Now, I don't know about the laws in your country here.
我不知道你们国家的法律是怎么样的。
But in many other countries, if you're going to work with young teenagers, you cannot do that in the same place as you work with adults.
在好多其他的国家里，如果你与青少年如果你服侍青少年的话，你不允许在同一个地方与成年人一起工作。
And then some teen challenge ministries have children programs.
有些青年挑战的施工，他们也有针对儿童的施工。
And for example, in Africa, there are centers that work with HIV/AIDS orphans.
比如说，在非洲有些国家，他们就与那些艾滋病孤儿。
And also in Mumbai, India, they work with children.
在孟买，印度的孟买，他们也与儿童一起工作。
And some of these children are only 2 or 3 years old.
那些儿童也许仅仅是两三岁大。
It is not because they are drug users.
不是因为他们吸毒。
But some of them are children of drug users.
他们的父母，好多父母都是吸毒的。
And some of them have been abandoned, and so a teen challenge has taken them in.
也许他们小时候就被遗弃了，所以青年挑战就把他们接收过来。
So I'm wanting you to see that there's a variety of programs.
所以让大家知道的就是项目的种类很多。
But I'd like to come back to the mission of Teen Challenge. I'd like us to look at the mission of Teen Challenge.
我想大家一起来看看我们青年挑战的使命。
And the mission of Teen Challenge is to evangelize and disciple.People with life-controlling problems.
青年挑战的使命是向有生命控制问题的人群宣讲福音，并且进行门徒训练。
And we want to initiate the discipleship process.
并且进行开始门徒训练的培训过程。
We want to get that discipleship process started.
想开始进行培训他们。
And bring them to the place where they can function as a Christian in society.
直到学员成为一名社会中的基督徒。
So our mission is to identify people who have life-controlling problems.
我们的使命就是寻找那些生命控制有问题的人。
Bring them to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
把他们带领耶稣基督，使他们与耶稣基督建立个人的关系。
And then begin this discipleship process.
然后开始训练他们。
Because that process is not completed in 12 months.
因为那个训练的过程不仅仅是在12个月之内完成的。
It's going to take longer than that.
会花更长的时间。
And for some of them, it will take years.
对某些人来说，也许会花费好多年。
Where Teen Challenge wants to connect with local churches.
这就是为什么青年挑战想与当地的教会联系起来。
So that we can pass them off to a local church.
这样我们就可以把这些人引进当地的教会。
Which can continue that discipleship process.
这样可以继续进行门徒训练的过程。
And we'll talk more about that in future sessions.
以后我们会有更详细的介绍。
Okay, this next slide, I just want to talk about some very key issues for staff in Teen Challenge.
我想谈论针对员工的一些关键性的问题。
And when I look at Teen Challenge,
当我看待青年挑战的时候，
God has used many different people in Teen Challenge as staff.
神已经使用了不同种类的人在青年挑战施工之中。
Some of these staff have never used drugs, never smoked, never used alcohol.
某些员工从来没有吸过毒，从来没有酗过酒。
Others are graduates of the program.
某些员工是从青年挑战项目中毕业的学员。
Many started as volunteers.
好多都是由志愿者开始的。
Some are college graduates.
有些是大学毕业生。
Some have not even finished high school.
有些连高中都没有毕业。
And when I look at who God uses,
当我看仔细的看看神都选用哪些人的时候，
God is very creative.
神是很有创造性的。
And I believe that God can use you.
我也相信神会使用你们。
Now, some people, have said, well, I don't have a drug background, so that's not for me.
某些人也许会说，我没有吸过毒，没有吸毒的背景，神不会使用我。
And I've even had students in Teen Challenge say to me, well, did you use drugs?
并且青年挑战也有学员问过我，你吸过毒吗？
And I say no.
我没吸过毒。
I was raised in a Christian home.
我是在一个基督型的家庭长大的。
And when I was 19 years old, I started working at Teen Challenge as a volunteer.
当我在19岁的时候，我在青年挑战做一名志愿者。
And they said, well, what do you have to teach us?
然后我就问他说，你想说什么呢？
And my response was, if I was here to teach you how to be a drug addict, I would be a bad teacher.
我的回答就是，如果我在这儿想告诉你如何戒毒的话，那样的话我就不是一个好的教师。
I'm not here to teach you how to use drugs.
我在这儿不是为了教你如何使用毒品。
I'm here to teach you how to live for Jesus.
我在这儿教你是如何告诉你如何为耶稣而活。
And living for Jesus is not about drugs.
为耶稣而活不是关于毒品的。
It's all about Jesus.
是完全的关于耶稣的。
And so don't count yourself out.
所以不要把你自己排除在神的计划之外。
And don't count other people out just because of their background.
也不要因为其他人的背景把他们排除在外。
So which is better?
所以哪一个更好呢？
Let's come back to our illustration of the airplane.
还是回到我们刚才用飞机做的那个比喻之中。
Which is better, the right wing or the left wing?
哪一个机翼更有作用呢？是左边的机翼还是右边的机翼呢？
We need both.
两个机翼我们都需要。
And I think that in a Teen Challenge ministry, it's very good to have some staff who do not have a drug background and others who do.
并且我认为在青年挑战施工中，如果有些员工有吸毒的背景，而其他的员工没有吸毒的背景，这也是很好的组合。
But that's not what's most important.
但这个不是最重要的。
Let's quickly look at a couple of different issues that are important.
来，我们看看我们认为最重要的是什么。
Your relationship with Jesus is most important.
你自己与耶稣的关系是最重要的。
Because this ministry is a ministry about introducing people to Jesus.
因为这项施工是为了把耶稣基督介绍给人们。
Now, if you have training about addiction, good.
如果你经历过这些戒毒的训练，这个很好。
But if you don't have that training, that's okay.
如果你没有经历过，也没有关系。
Teen Challenge can provide you more training.
青年挑战可以给你更多的培训。
But you need to have a strong personal relationship with Jesus.
但是你自己需要与耶稣基督有更强壮亲密的关系。
And the second thing, you need to have a love for hurting people.
第二点，你需要有对受伤人群的爱。
David Wilkerson came from the country to New York City.
大卫当时是从一个农村乡村去到纽约市里的。
He didn't know anything about working with people in the city.
他当时不知道任何与城市的人工作有任何关系，他不知道这些事情。
He had no training on working with gangs or drug addicts.
在与恶少帮工作这方面，他没有接受过任何的培训。
But what he did have was a love for Jesus.
但是他当时有的一是对耶稣的爱
and a love for drug addicts.
还有是对那些吸毒者的爱
and that love connected.
就是这两个爱联系在一起
and if you have a love for those who are coming into your program,
如果你对那些来到你项目中的人有这种爱
they're gonna sense that.
他们会感受到你对他们的爱。
And that's going to build some bridges.
那样就会把这些爱心的桥建立起来。
Now, the third thing, as a teacher, you need to have a teachable spirit.
作为一名教师，你需要有一颗受教的灵。
And when you talk to those who worked in Teen Challenge for many years,
如果你与那些已经在青年挑战工作好多年的人跟他们谈话的时候
They will tell you that the students have been some of their best teachers.
他们也许会告诉你好多学员都是他们自己最好的老师
Now you might say, well, wait a minute. I'm the staff. I'm here to teach the students.
你会说等一下我是这里的员工我来这是我要教他们的
But we all need to be learning.
但是我们自己也会从他们那里学到好多东西
And this is an ongoing process.
这是一个持续不断的过程
And if you're going to work in Teen Challenge, you need ongoing training.
如果你要想在青年挑战施工的话你需要一个持续接受持续不断的培训
Now God will start with you if all you have is passion.
如果你有的你所有的一切是一个对主的爱心的话
But if your ministry is going to continue to see greater effectiveness,
神会从你那里开始并且你会逐渐地看到你的施工不断地有长进
You need more than passion.
你需要的也不仅仅是一颗热心
You need to grow.
你自己也需要成长
I need to grow.
我也需要成长
I have been involved in Teen Challenge. I started over 40 years ago.
我在40年之前就已经参与到青年挑战施工了。
I still have a lot to learn.
我仍然还有好多事情需要学习。
And having a teachable spirit is extremely important.
有一个受教的灵是相当重要的。
And you also need to understand healthy living.
你也同样需要明白有健康的生活方式。
It's not just about getting people off drugs.
这个不单单是让人们戒毒
It's also getting them moving down the path to healthy living.
还是要把他们引向一个健康生活方式这样的道路上
And I'm not just talking about physical health in terms of what you eat and how much you exercise.
我不是在光谈一些物质上的身体上的健康你吃什么呀喝什么呀
I'm also talking about healthin their relationship with Jesus.
我谈论的还是他们与耶稣关系的健康。
Health in their relationship with other people.
他们与其他的人有健康的关系。
Emotional.
情感上的健康。
God has called us to be whole people.
神要我们做的是一个完全的人。
Now, next point.
下一点。
Dysfunctional staff create dysfunctional students.
不正常的员工会培养出不正常的学员。
If you have staff that have all kinds of problems,
如果你的同工、你的员工有好多的问题，
the students are going to follow their example.
学员也会模仿他们的榜样。
Now, none of us are perfect.
我们每个人都不是完美的。
So you don't have to be perfect to be a good staff.
所以你不需要变得非常完美，你才能做一个同工，做一个领导者。
Sometimes we have staff who are as messed up as the students are.
有的时候我们的员工和那些学员的情况一样糟糕。
And if we're going to be leaders in this ministry,
如果我们想成为这项施工中的领导者的话，
we need to get our own life straightened out.
我们首先要把自己的生活理清楚。
It doesn't mean you have to be perfect before God can use you.
不意味着说，不是说在神使用你之前，你必须先把自己的生活变得完美。
But we have a responsibility to be growing closer to Jesus.
但是我们有责任使我们与主的关系更加的亲近。
And I have one more comment here.
还有一点。
And that is, teen challenge ministry is hard work.
青年挑战施工是项艰苦的工作。
It's not easy.
不容易。
And if you want an easy job,
如果你想找一份容易的工作的话，
go somewhere else.
去别的地方吧。
This is hard work.
这项是一项艰苦的工作。
But it's good work.
但是一项好的工作。
It produces incredible results.
它结出的果子是非常丰富的。
Lives are transformed by the power of Jesus.
由耶稣基督的大能，好多的生命都得到了改变。
And some of these students that come into our ministry are hard cases.
好多来到我们项目中的学员都是很棘手的问题。
They have lots of problems.
好多问题，他们身上好多问题。
But God is not up in heaven saying, "Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?"
但神不会在天堂说，哎呀，该怎么办呀？该怎么办呀？
No, the God I serve has an answer for every single problem we face.
但是我们所侍奉的神对每一项问题都有一个答案。
But God never promised it would be easy.
但神从来没应许过我们说会是容易的。
But he did promise that he would be right with us.
但他确实应许我们说他会与我们同在。
So I don't know what is the future for you.
我不知道你们未来是什么样的。
But I believe God wants to use Teen Challenge in China to touch many people.
但是我相信神将在中国使用青年挑战这个事工来感染许多的生命。我也相信神已经准备好，神想用使用在座的每一位。
All right, I'd like to pause or draw this session to a close and open it up for some questions.
好，这一部分将近结束，我们想做一些问答、提问、回答。
What is the success rate of Teen Challenge?
刚才陈丽英问的是青年挑战的成功率是怎么样的？
There are several different studies that have been done on Teen Challenge.
对青年挑战的研究有好几项，有已经做了好多的研究。
To measure how many students are continuing to live drug-free after they have completed the program.
来评测学员在毕业之后。有多少人继续过自由的生活，没有再接触毒品。
And those studies show that anywhere from 70% to 80% are living drug-free.
研究显示在 70% 到 80% 之间的学员都是完全的戒掉毒品。
And this is anywhere from 2 years later to 7 years later to 10 years later.
研究所做的时间是不同，有两年之后，七年之后和更多年之后所做的研究。
And in different countries, we see similar level of success.
在不同的国家，成功率的水平大致都是这样的。
And this is very different from other programs that do not use the Teen Challenge approach.
这与那些不用青年挑战施工的方法与他们的成功率是很不同的。
There are many other programs where they have only 2% or maybe 5% or 10% living drug-free.
某些戒毒项目他们的成功率也许只是 2%, 5% 或 10% 这样的。
Now Jesus offers a 100% solution.
但是耶稣提供给我们是 100% 的 解决的办法。
So for those who go through Teen Challenge and do not continue to live drug-free,
而针对那些他们从青年挑战毕业，但是却又回来又在吸毒的那些人
，It's not God's fault.
那个不是神的错误。
They chose to turn their back on the solution that God offered for them.
是他们选择自己选择背离了神的方法解决方法。
If you have found this course helpful, we welcome your comments and questions. Please send your email to gtc@globaltc.org. If you would like information on other staff training courses, visit the website www.iteenchallenge.org.
如果您觉得这门课程对您有帮助，欢迎把您的留言和问题发给我们。我们的邮箱是 gtc@globaltc.org。如果您对员工培训课程有兴趣，请登录我们的网站3w.iteenchallenge.org。